wages of sin is death. But one day, 2,000 years ago, you shed your blood, you gave your life, and you paid the death penalty for my sins on the cross of Calvary. And I want to praise you for it. That's why, right now, I want to thank you. Thank you for being my deliverer. Thank you for giving me new life. Thank you for making me a new creation in Christ. And when I look back at what the world has done to me, and what the cross has done for me, there's no question in my mind when I say, Lord, behind me.
Good Sunday morning, everybody. Welcome to Sunday Morning Praise, exclusively and only on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. I am back. We are syndicated, of course, on iHeartRadio. I am CA, your on-air personality and biblical teacher and encourager, and I am so glad, after taking 2 weeks off, to be back and be with you all on Sunday Morning Praise, being today March the 14th, 2021, very humid, very muggy day here at Faith Studio One this morning in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. I hope you guys are doing well today. I hope everything's going well for you, and I hope that sun is rising on the other side like it always does, because we have Jesus Christ in our life. I want to take the opportunity right now to thank everyone that has prayed for me during my unspoken prayer requests. I will ask that you continue to pray for me. and the unspoken prayer requests. I surely appreciate that. Friends, I want to remind you, you can always email me. You have any questions, comments, suggestions, prayer requests, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like me on my Facebook page, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button, share my podcast, share this encouragement. So many things that's going to be upcoming. We're going to be doing live cast. I've got great and wonderful things. We're going to be bigger, better, stronger because we are working together for the kingdom. And I will be updating you all on all that. I'm ready to enjoy my Sunday morning praise along with you guys. So get your coffee ready. And let me ask you something. Have you testified to love lately? Here's Avalon back in 1990. Real popular song. Good morning.
Of the wind.
Amen. Good morning, Sunday Morning Praise, exclusively and only. Some of these songs that I play that are oldies but goodies, which we play a lot of them, you can only reach them here on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Yes, indeed, I am CA. I am pumped up. I am so glad to be back on radio and podcasting for you guys. Bigger, better, stronger, great and exciting things happening. Let me remind you again, like me on my Facebook page. Search up on Facebook, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. I am going to be having live casts. I am also going to be changing things up a little bit. I've got people that are scheduled here real soon. I'm working on that right now to get them on my live cast where you guys, you'll be hearing beautiful testimonies, miscellaneous things that will reach you. Not only are we going to be doing this on radio, but we're also going to be doing it live, and I want you to catch these versions. Turn on your notifications on live, and if you don't see it on live, gosh, at least do me one favor. Like me on that Facebook page, and you can catch me on there, friends. Okay? Let me read a Bible devotion for you. Today, we're going to talk about God's Word. In the book of 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2, Scripture reminds us, desire the milk of the Word that you may grow thereby. You know, just as our bodies need food, so our souls need spiritual food. Amen? Amen. And without it, we become malnourished and weak and susceptible to every temptation and unused to do the work that God has called us to do. Excuse me. So where do we find the spiritual food? Well, answer to that is in the Bible, the Word of God. In fact, friends, the Bible reveals Christ, the bread of life and the water of life. If we fail to partake of this spiritual nourishment, we will lose our spiritual vitality. So people in some parts of the world do not enjoy the freedom as we do from, you know, getting to read the Bible. But most of us cannot hide behind that excuse. The problem for us is not getting a Bible, but using it. In other words, you get a Bible, you go to a Christian bookstore, you order online, or you use your iPhone or Android, whatever, if your tablets or whatever you may be using, and you just sit on it and you update it and you don't ever crack it open to read. What you need to do is pick it up and start reading it. And don't be content to skim through the chapter. Focus on each word that you read. And in addition to that, merely to satisfy your conscience or because of some long-established habit. In fact, rather read the Bible as your life would depend on it. Meditate on it. Memorize it. Hide it in your heart as it permeates your whole being. In fact, a small portion digested is far greater than the spiritual value than a lengthy passage hurried and scanned, if you think about it that way, right? Right. Russ Taff is a very popular man. I got a song that I get a lot of requests on, friends. And you know what? We're going to just praise the Lord right now. Good morning again. Sunday Morning Praise on iHeartRadio. Enjoy. Get your coffee or donuts and just praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Amen. Let me ask you something. How free do you feel? But when you have Jesus Christ in your life and you're a new Christian and you're born again and you're on fire for God, and even if you've been a Christian for a long time, you know, I accepted Christ in my life for 49 years this month. I'm celebrating 49 years of having Jesus Christ in my life. You know what? I am reminded by Newsboys, we are free. Remember that. Don't you forget it. Sunday morning praise. Good morning.
Here comes a comeback. This is your time.
times to come.
All right, Danny Gottlieb, the comeback, and that's what I feel like I'm on a comeback. Hey, this is CA on iHeartRadio. Glad to be back with you all on Sunday Morning Praise, making my comeback after a couple of weeks being refreshed and just a lot of things going on. I will ask for your continual prayer for my unspoken prayer request. I greatly appreciate it, guys. Now, let me read another Bible devotion. On Sunday Morning Praise, we're going to talk about the privilege of prayer. You know, if you go to the book of John, chapter 16 and verse 24, Scripture reminds us, ask and you will receive, that your joy may be fulfilled. Again, find that in the book of John, chapter 16 and verse 24. What a privilege is ours, the privilege of prayer. Just think about it, friends. And I have an incredible privilege of approaching the God of the universe, me and you and all of us, you know, the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 57 and verse 15, make a note of that. We can only do this because Jesus Christ has opened the way. We are to pray in times of adversity, lest we become faithless and unbelieving. We are to pray in times of prosperity, lest we become boastful and proud. We pray in times in danger, lest we become fearful.
Take See you in-
Amen. Matt Meyer, my one defense, Jesus, Heavenly Father up in heaven. You know, that's a great song. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to Sunday Morn Praise. I've got two more songs back to back. Now, I'm a big Carmen fan. I was very good friends with Carmen, as most of y'all know. He passed away a little over a month ago. We need to continue to pray for his wife, Dana. I don't know. I'm working feverishly, but I'm giving her time to grieve. Hopefully I can get in touch with her and see if we can get her on our radio show. I don't know. Don't hold me to that. But there's two songs I want to play back-to-back with Carmen, then we'll close out on Sunday Morn Praise. Again, thank you so much, guys, for listening. We're going to kick this one off with Time to PTL. It's an oldie but goodie.
Child of weakness, pray, find in me that all know. Jesus faded all. Oh, to him I owe. Sin had left the crimson stain. It can change a leper's spots, and I've seen it melt the heart of stone. I gotta say right now, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you so much, friends, for tuning in to Sunday Morning Praise here on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. I want to remind you, you can always, again, like me on my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. The more the merrier. I would certainly appreciate that. And I also want to let you guys know, I want to thank you for your prayers. I'm so glad to be back on the air. I do other work for iHeart, as you well know, so I cannot tell you. I don't know exactly what, you know, what I'm going to be doing. 80s music, 90s music, or whatever contemporary Christian music. They have me all over the market. But we do have the podcast. That's the best way to reach me. Again, if you need to reach me, if you go to the Facebook page and you click on Contact Me, that is my direct number. You can text me or you can call me. I will answer, or one of my ministry team will, and we will reach out to you. We are here for you. Let's pray together and join together as a body of believers. Dear Jesus, thank you so much. Glad to be back on the radio, dear Jesus. I just pray you just watch over, God, and protect us. God, you know what my unspoken prayer request is. I pray you continue to be with me. Father, there's people hurting right now. I pray that you would be with them and that you would just touch them and heal them. If they're sick, if they're not feeling well, if they're discouraged, if they're down and out, let them know they can turn to you. Oh God, we need you so much, and we need you each and every day. You are our strength, for we ask in your precious name. Amen. Okay, guys, this is CA getting ready to sign off here at Faith Studio One in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas, on a muggy, warm, cloudy day. Have a good day at church. Be safe. Social distance. And I hope you're getting your vaccines. If you're not, that's okay. We won't make a political statement out of it for you. Just know that you are loved, and we are praying for you daily here. Okay, and continue to listen to my podcast. Share those with people that you love too as well. All right, I'm going to saddle up and get out of here. Y'all have a great day. Remember, the sun does rise on the other side, and I want you to enjoy life. LIFE! Y'all have a great day. Bye for now.